So the president was with Vladimir Putin today. The president sided with Vladimir Putin over his own intelligence officials. He blamed the United States for Russia's attack on our democracies. Some people are calling it the surrender summit. McCain said this was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory.
Some are even calling it nothing short of treasonous. Joining us now is John Cohen, ABC News. He's a consultant, former acting Undersecretary of Intelligence at DHS. John, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me on again.
John, what was your take?
Well, I have to tell you, as I've mentioned before with you all, I've been in this business, national security, law enforcement, homeland security, for 32-plus years. And I don't think I've ever been as stunned as I was today to hear sitting president of the United States essentially undermine the findings of his own law enforcement and intelligence agencies, contradict the finding of those agencies, and to have his own director of national intelligence correct what the president who appointed him say just tells you or shows you just how significant today's events were.
Let's go back. On Friday, Robert Mueller, the Mueller investigation, the FBI, released that they indicted 12 Russians who basically either tried to or did sway an election.
They screwed with our elections. They meddled.
First time in the country's history that a foreign nation has not only willingly, but this would be harder to prove, but actually swayed the election in our country's history. President doesn't say anything about it, doesn't say anything to Putin about it, and says, I believe him when he says he had nothing to do about it. Friday, we just indicted 12 guys from Russia, your country, and he says nothing, John, nothing.
That's right, and this is one in a series of indictments by the special counsel. And in this case, the special counsel actually indicted operatives from a military intelligence organization, the GRU. They are one of the main intelligence organizations of the Russian government. They are part of their defense department or their military. What the indictment also illustrated was that these GRU agents created a number of fictitious organizations to support not only the theft of this information through hacking, but the weaponization of that information. And these organizations were in contact with people here in the U.S. So the idea that the Russian government used their intelligence apparatus to engage in a sophisticated effort to undermine our election, they did so by spreading false information and propaganda, and they also did it by breaking into campaign and other information systems to steal sensitive information and then use that as a part of their propaganda campaign is truly significant. And to think that that could happen without the leadership of Russia knowing about it is just ridiculous. So this is one of those issues, and we've talked about these types of issues before, where whether you're Republican or Democrat, it shouldn't matter. Our country was attacked. We were attacked by a foreign government. These attacks are continuing. The current intelligence chiefs have stated that. The DNI stated that as recently as Friday past. And we as a country should be pissed off. And we as a country should be making sure that our government does everything it can to protect us.
John Cohen is joining us, ABC News consultant. He's a former acting undersecretary for intelligence at the DHS. And we're talking about Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin in their press conference. And Donald Trump said that he believes Vladimir Putin when he says he had nothing to do with meddling in the United States election. So what would you do if you were still the former acting undersecretary for intelligence at DHS and the president said this today? What would you do?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because my initial reaction was, how can people who are in these positions today stay working in government? But when I thought about it a little bit more, I sort of came to a different place, which was people who are the true intelligence and law enforcement professionals, like Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, the Director of National Intelligence Codes, the leadership of the CIA and DHS, they need to stay in position, and they need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to defend ourselves. One of the areas where I still am concerned is that we really haven't done enough to protect our election infrastructure. We haven't done enough to counteract the ongoing influence and propaganda campaign efforts of Russia and other countries. So I'd like to hope that the people, the professionals that are in these positions, are, just notwithstanding what the president said today, are going to be more assertive and more aggressive in protecting the country.
John Cohen, ABC News consultant. He's a former acting undersecretary for intelligence at DHS. John, as always, thank you for the insight. We certainly appreciate it.
Talk soon.